And once again, WEOL proud to help out with the Harvest for Hunger campaign. And we've got the folks from Second Harvest Food Bank, North Central Ohio, joining us this morning. Susan Bartosz. Good morning, Susan.
And to see you.
And who have you brought with you this morning?
This is Kevin Nelson from Northwest Bank. And this year, he is our honorary chairperson for the campaign.
Morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about what you've learned as being the honorary chairperson, really, of what Second Harvest does and the fantastic way that they're able to take money and turn it into food for folks.
I'll tell you, one of the biggest things that I've learned is how inexpensive and how easy it is. So if you look at $1, $1 equals four meals. 1.2 pounds of food equals a meal. And I think that is something that is amazing, and that we'd like to get that word out to everybody, that it's just something change you can find in your couch, in a tray you don't know what to do with. You know, collect this, because this can go to a great cause.
Well, having being at Northwest Bank, it's interesting to see how you can take that dollar and what you can get out of it.
You know, it's an easy math equation. I had to struggle with that for a little bit, but it was easy just to think about a dollar equals four meals. That's fantastic.
Good return on your investment.
You got it.
I think for sure. And Susan, so how are things going so far? What are the plans? Is it the same as usual? People looking to donate? I know you go to the grocery stores. I was there the other day, and the clerk says, would you like to donate a dollar? And they have a dollar or five or ten, and that's kind of a way to get more people involved, kind of just in the, right where they buy their food, kind of give an idea of that.
Well, absolutely. Giant Eagle and Heinen's both are running a checkout hunger campaign, and that'll go on all of March and into April. But also, individuals can participate either through that way, or run a campaign themselves, or companies, organizations, churches. Anybody can run a campaign. It can be as extensive or as easy as you like.
And all ages, too, because you talk about
Absolutely.
Not just sort of people who are shopping, but sometimes you try to get kids and families involved.
We've got Girl Scout and Boy Scout troops involved, so it really doesn't matter. Anybody that wants to help, you can do it.
And when you talk about a campaign, what are some ideas that you can give people who think, you know, maybe I want to do something, what could it be?
Kevin, why don't you tell us about what you guys are doing?
So one of the things, that's a great question. I like what you said about the families, because one of the things, I'll answer that in a couple ways. One of the things that I really, really stress is that people can talk about this at the dinner table, especially with their kids, and let them be a part of this and have ideas and be a part of the giving, because I think that if we can kind of get our kids involved in this early on, like we always say, they're our future, right? So we get them involved, it creates a kind of a giving mode in generations to come. But one of the things that I would tell them also is, look at your pantry. How many times have we overbought ingredients, and we never quite made that meal? Or I know my wife always says, when I come home from the store and I have this extra, I'm thinking I'm doing a good thing. She's like, well, we have 15 of those in the cabinet. It's behind the cereal. Now's the time to donate that type of food, and it goes for a great cause today, because people can't wait. On a corporate standpoint, one of the things that we're doing is taking large water bottles that we use on a daily basis, and we're putting them out in the branches to collect coins. And I guess we got that from Cynthia
Hawks from Giant Eagle.
What a great idea. And everybody could do that at home. And it's just collect change from customers. And we also have boxes for canned goods that we'll collect.
Because you talked about at the beginning how $1 really can make, four meals, I believe?
Right.
So
Absolutely.
When people think, well, I need to have all this money to solve this big problem, it's those little bits that really is what you were talking about.
And actually, Harvest for Hunger is a grassroots effort, and it's a chance for everybody, great and small, one person or a whole corporation to get involved, because it's our four counties, specifically locally here, but it's also, we're partnering with Cleveland, Akron, and Youngstown, so it's 21 counties in Northeast Ohio doing this at the same time. And the purpose is to restock the pantry, shelter, and soup kitchen shelves for the summer.
And Susan, once you have those donations, how do you turn that into that food you speak of?
Well, obviously, a direct food donation is going to go right through our repack room at our warehouse on Baumhart Road, and literally will go out into the community right away. But dollar donations, we'll use that for all kinds of things. One of the things that is especially coming up, it's getting to be growing season, and we have lots of farmers in the area, and we'll use that money towards purchasing at a very low rate produce from our local farmers, so we can run some of our farmers' markets that go on during the summer. And we're able to purchase the salvage from the farmers. So it's a win-win. They win, we win, and people that are hunger insecure actually get some fresh produce.
Talking this morning with Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio, also from Northwest Bank, the honorary chairperson, Kevin Nelson. Susan, North Central Ohio, so how many, what counties are we talking about
here? Well, we're the regional food bank that's responsible for this area, and it's Lorain County, Erie, Huron, and Crawford counties. But there are 12 regional food banks that cover the whole state of Ohio, so our area is North Central.
What's the state of food insecurity in those counties?
Well, I got some good news. I mean, the best news would be zero food insecurity, but we are moving the dial. Food insecurity in the state of Ohio is 17%. And a couple years ago, our region was 16%. In other words, 16% of the people in our region did not know where their next meal was coming from. But with your help, with programs like Harvest for Hunger and the things that we do every day at the food bank, we've been able to get food out there. We've been able to move the dial. And food insecurity rate right now in our region is 15%. So it's making a difference, but we can't give up.
You mentioned about moving it. You're the one, I know when Craig does the news story, he talks about for the Second Harvest, you're the one who's sort of like the warehouse facilitator, but there's these other organizations that run the food pantries that come in and get those foods and take them out. How does that network work?
Well, they're called our partner charities, and it's everything from all the Salvation Armies to the Boys and Girls Clubs to Red Cross, but it's also the little churches on the corner that run soup kitchens and food pantries and all those kinds of things. They've got a lot of things to think about when they want to do something to feed people. So they're busy getting their volunteers, setting up their programs, figuring out the hours, all that kind of thing, but we actually get them their food. So this way, everybody in our region can share in the benefits of those that donate. So in Lorain County alone, we have about 70 partner charities.
And they're working like this morning, getting
exactly.
the food coming in, because there's people that are going to wait in line to get their meal that you talk about.
Right here in downtown Elyria, there's a whole group of partner charities that literally work together, and somebody does it on Monday and another one on Wednesday and Thursday or whatever. So there's groups and organizations that are working all the time to feed people.
Well, Kevin Nelson from Northwest Bank, you're the honorary chairperson. What impressed you most about that facility? You know, that's a new facility which is allowing you to do a lot more things there. But what did you see there when you were touring that?
It's hard to describe it. I would challenge anybody that wants to be involved to go out and visit that. It's really a state-of-the-art facility, and it's really it's almost like a factory process to go through that and see, compared to the old facility what they used to have. I just think it's a magnificent place.
And you're also now able to do more than just sort of the peanut butter, pasta, the box, non-perishable items, right? That really rounds out someone's meal.
Well, and that's the whole purpose of what we had envisioned when we built the new facility. It's a lot of refrigeration, produce cooler, that kind of thing. So we can accept. We don't have to turn anything down from any farmer that's got an extra pallet of something or whatever in the fall, as well as then working with farmers to get more produce. And once again, it's to change the nutritional makeup of what people are able to access. And so hopefully more fresh fruits and vegetables to make them healthier.
Yeah. And of course, as you mentioned, we're getting into the growing season, so a lot of folks are doing gardening too. At some point, do you take the overhill from just people's and all the vegetables and gardens?
Any kind of donations they can bring.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that we do the ones where you go to they scan the amount, which is sort of taking the money and putting it to. Do they still do the brown bag where you can kind of fill it up and bring that out?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and a lot of groups will actually run brown bag days at their companies or works as their Harvest for Hunger campaign. So that could be an idea for a Harvest for Hunger campaign for somebody.
Yeah, or do that where you tell, you know, bring your own lunch, pack your lunch, and then use some extra money or forego that coffee for that.
Or jeans day or dress down day or any of those things. It doesn't have to be complicated. It could be very easy.
And you're involved with social media, too, for Facebook and Twitter to get that hashtag out there for people to understand that this is Second Harvest Food Bank Harvest for Hunger. It's a chance to help out not only this month but other times as well. If they want to volunteer, they can help out too. Well, we appreciate both of you stopping in this morning. Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank and also Kevin Nelson from Northwest Bank. Thanks for coming in. And I have to tell you, it's a jar of salsa. Every time I go to the grocery store, I have this list, and then for some reason in my mind, I'm thinking, I need a jar of salsa. So I buy it, and then I come back, and I think there's three other jars waiting for it back there. Right. When you mentioned about there's always one item that you think you never have.
There you
never
go.
Fails.
But it's always there, and I'll be donating that in the days ahead.